These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? I hope so. Let's find out and meet them.
I'm Chris. I'm 51, a senior court clerk from Newport.
I'm Helen. I'm 23, a medical student originally from Newry.
I'm Pam. I'm 65, a retired survey interviewer from Liverpool.
I'm Steve. I'm 37, a management accountant from Bournemouth.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. Make it back safely, though, and they'll go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Chris. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Pleasure to be here.
Now, you're from Newport in Wales?
In Essex.
In Essex? I've never heard of Newport in Essex, and I live in Essex.
It's near Saffron Walden.
Do you know what? I didn't even know that was there.
It's a lovely little village.
I bet it is. Right. You're a senior court clerk.
I am indeed.
OK. What do you get up to in your spare time?
I'm interested in football, rugby, play a bit of chess.
Ah, very good. If you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I'd like to update my son's gaming software computer.
Right.
And also probably go on holiday.
Good.
Take the wife away.
OK, let's get you there. Shall we do that? Are you ready?
Ready.
Your time starts now. In the pantomime, Cinderella, who traditionally waves a wand?
Pass.
Fairy godmother. What word links a ship's first voyage and a scoreless over in cricket?
Maiden.
Correct. David Boreanaz played which vampire in TV's Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Dracula.
Angel. Derived from Italian, what is the common name for the large, hairy, megalomorph spider?
Black widow.
Tarantula. What green liqueur is produced from steeping peppermint leaves in alcohol?
Creme de menthe.
Correct. My Everything is a 2014 album by which American singer?
Pass.
Ariana Grande. CB and shortwave are both types of what form of communication?
Radio.
Correct. In Greek myth, what group of one-eyed giants made the helmet of Hades?
Cyclops.
Correct. Which future knight scored 249 goals for Manchester United?
Bobby Charlton.
Out of time, Chris. Bobby Charlton was right, but out of time. £4,000. OK?
Thank you.
Decent score. I have to say, not the quickest in the cash builder I've seen. However, time to face the chaser, but who will you be playing today? Could it be the Sinner Man, Paul Sinner? He's a cross between a fridge and a computer that's cold and calculating. Perhaps so. Could be our new chaser, Jenny the Vixen Ryan. There she is. She has got a soft spot for you, apparently. It's the back seat of a taxi on your way home. Could it be the beast, Mark Lebet? So big when he has a roast dinner, his gravy boat has lifeboats. How about the Dark Destroyer, Sean Wallace? He often turns up late to parties. It's so he can tidy up after everyone's gone. Or maybe it's the governess, Anne Hegarty. If she was Faye Ray, King Kong would have settled for a banana. Who do you want to take on?
I'd like Sean, to be honest.
Let's do it, shall we? Oh, yeah, barrister.
Yeah.
Of course.
Put my legal brain against
and
his.
And you like your football. He's a mastermind champ on footy, don't forget.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ready?
Ready.
Time to face the chaser. Not Sean at all. It's not the beast. It's not the victim. It's not the godless. It is the Sinner Man. Stand-up comic and doctor. That's Paul Sinner.
Hello, Chris.
Hi, Paul.
That was a difficult performance to analyse. There were some good answers, some terrible answers. Must have missed that Dracula episode of Buffy. But I think you're better than you've shown, Chris, because you have an exquisite quizzer's cardigan.
Yes, I like it.
Thank you,
put some money on the table. £4,000, three steps ahead of the chaser. You can change your starting position now, and if you want to do so and take a step closer to home, the chaser will offer you.
I don't think you'll consider this. £400.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you?
I don't think you'll consider this either, but it's there. £20,000.
Thank you. Have a chat with your team. Steve.
Well, the £4,000 is a good start, Chris. I think play it safe, get you back home, get back to us.
Go in the middle, Steve, yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you. Pam?
I would agree. We need you back here. I think you can easily do the 4,000, but better to be safe than sorry.
Thank you, Helen.
Yeah, I think that was really good. When you had time to think about things, you got the answers, so you'll easily do the 4,000.
Thank you, team. All right, Chris, we have 400, 4,000, 20,000 pounds. What do you think?
I'd like to get home. Yeah. I'm going to go for the 4,000.
4,000 it is. Thanks, Chaser.
The standard pragmatism of seat one and entirely justified, I think.
Here we go. Chris, for 4 grand, the chase is on. Good luck to you. Here comes your first question. Which airport appears on the EastEnders opening credits? A, Gatwick. B, Stansted. C, London City. You've put London City. Yeah.
Yeah, I would have thought so. It's in East London.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Silvertown. Correct answer is? Absolutely it is. Step closer to home. Chase has put. Yep. Immediately comes onto the table. Here's the next question. In 1946, who said, an iron curtain has descended across the continent? A, Winston Churchill. B, Konrad Adenauer. C, Franklin D. Roosevelt. You've put Winston Churchill.
Yeah.
Sure?
I seem to remember hearing about it in history.
Correct answer is? Well played. Churchill's right. Step closer to home. Chase has put. If in doubt, go with Churchill.
If in doubt, go with Churchill. It was a speech at Westminster College in America. And it's the most famous use of the word iron curtain.
Thank you. Here's the next question. What shade of red appears in the title of the first Sherlock Holmes story? A, crimson. B, ruby. C, scarlet. You've put scarlet. Yep.
Yeah, I believe it's scarlet.
Correct answer is? Scarlet is correct. Step closer home. Well done. Chase has put. Also goes with scarlet.
Study in scarlet.
Thank you. Here's the next question. Which of these films is not set in a prison? A, Cool Hand Luke. B, Dead Man Walking. C, Over the Hedge. You've put Over the Hedge.
Yeah, I've seen Cool Hand Luke and Dead Man Walking.
Correct answer is Over the Hedge is right. Step close to home. Chase has put. So I was right with Over the Hedge. Isn't that an animation?
I'm not sure. I don't really know what Over the Hedge is. But Cool Hand Luke's that famous prison film of the 1960s, and Dead Man Walking is Sean Penn and plays a death row inmate with Susan Sarandon, got her Oscar for it.
Indeed. Well, one more and we're home. Maybe should have gone for the 20K. Let's see. Here's your next question. The Avocet is the emblem of which charity? A, RSPCA. B, RSPB. C, RNLI. You've put RSPB.
Afraid it's a guess.
Really?
Yeah, I'm afraid it's a guess. I'm not too clued up on Avocets.
Do you know what an Avocet is?
No.
Oh. You've put
a lifeboat, I think.
Oh.
You've put.
No, I didn't know.
If well, for £4,000, the correct answer is that's an agent. Yeah, it's a bit. That's odd. I honestly thought you were having me on. All right, Avocet, of course.
So, Chase. Chris, well played. The RSPB is the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds.
Yes.
And the Avocet is a bird.
Yeah.
And one of the success stories in terms of conservation in Britain. And that's why it's the symbol for the RSPB.
Brilliant. Well done.
Congratulations,
Chris. Well played. Yeah,
thank
yeah. Excellent stuff. Brilliant. All right, first player button, first player through. Next to face the chaser, it's Helen. Welcome to the show, Helen.
Thanks, Raz.
You are a medical student.
I am.
Whereabouts?
UCL, London.
In London. Yep. Very good. What do you do to relax?
So I like to keep fit. I have a black belt in Taekwondo, and when time allows, I do a few classes here and there and a bit of yoga to stay relaxed as well.
Yeah, good for you. All right, any other interests at all?
So I do drama. Oh. I'm a member of the University Drama Society.
Very good.
And I went to the Edinburgh Fringe a few years ago with that, and it was fabulous, wonderful experience.
Brilliant, good for you. All right, Helen, I wish you luck. Are you ready?
I am.
Your time starts now. What number is used when the first point is scored in a game of tennis?
15.
Correct. Sunetra Sarkar plays Dr. Zoe Hannah in what TV medical drama?
Grey's Anatomy.
Casualty. Which US inventor was named Man of the Millennium by Life magazine?
Steve Jobs.
Thomas Edison. In what country was the Pierre Cardin fashion house founded?
Paris, France.
No, it's just France. Finger and Reuben are types of what bread-based snack?
Sandwich.
Correct. What is the only amateur club in the Scottish Professional Football League?
Pass.
Queen's Park. Which Bishop of Terni became a saint whose feast day is February the 14th?
Valentine.
Yes, St Valentine. How is the Historic Buildings and Monuments Commission for England better known?
Pass.
English Heritage. If I Could Turn Back the Hands of Time was a hit for which R&B singer?
Or Kelly.
Correct. In what recreational activity would you use an aqualung?
Diving.
Correct. Which actor played Don Wardaddy Collier? No time to get there. Helen, £5,000. Bad luck with Paris. I was after the country, not the city.
I know.
However, you did say Paris, France, but I have to accept your first answer. But £5,000's good.
Mm-hmm.
Happy with that?
Yeah, definitely happy with that.
Let's do it. It's time to face the chaser.
OK.
Hello, Helen.
Hello.
Pleasure to meet you. As you probably know by now, we both have stuff in common.
I know.
We're both medics, we've both done the Edinburgh Fringe, and we both own a black belt.
Yeah.
Mine is chafing at the moment.
You're just taking all of my things. Oh, I thought I was special.
Let's put some money on the table. £5,000. Could have easily been six or seven. However, five it is. But if you wish to take a step closer home, Chaser will offer you...
£1,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, he will offer you...
£30,000.
Thank you. Have a chat with your team, Steve.
I said to Chris, and I'll say to you, middle offer, get yourself back home. You're obviously a capable player and only stumbled over a couple of questions.
Pam?
I think you could have done the 30, but as we discussed before, I think that you should take the five.
Thank you, Chris.
I think you should take the five, get yourself back home. We'll need you for the final chase.
Thank you very much. One, five, 30 grand. Helen, what'll it be?
I'm going to have to be boring, play it safe and go with the five.
OK, I don't think that's boring at all. Five it is, Chaser.
Gets you very far as a medical student, £5,000. I don't blame you at all.
Does...
I think Helen and Chris are actually both better than they've shown in the Cash Builder.
I agree.
But her specialities are medicine and drama, and she got the casualty question wrong.
Yes, can't believe you did
Not
that.
Not great, yeah.
No, anyway, look, don't worry about it. Helen, for 5K, the chase is on. Good luck. Here's your first question. What is the most common road name in the UK? A, Church Lane. B, High Street. C, Station Road. You've put High Street.
I think so. It makes sense. Most towns have a High Street. Could have been Church Lane as well, but gone with High Street.
Correct answer is? Well played. High Street it is. Step closer home. Chase has put... Yeah, it goes with High Street.
Makes sense.
Here's the next question. What form of dance has moves called trapeze hang, sexy flexy and U-bend? A, line dancing. B, pole dancing. C, Morris dancing. You've put... pole dancing, it's got to be.
Hang, bend, yeah. Not Morris dancing, anyway.
Correct answer is... pole dancing is right. Step closer to home. Chase has put. Yes, of course it's pole dancing.
I remember it well from a summer job I had in Blackpool in 1994. Happy days.
Here's the next question. Which painting is the only surviving nude by Velázquez? A, The Birth of Venus. B, A Venus and Adonis. C, The Rokeby Venus. You've put Venus and Adonis.
Bit of a guess. I didn't think it was The Birth of Venus, but that's kind of as far as I got.
Correct answer is... it's The Rokeby Venus. Staying where you are, Chaser has put... goes right with The Rokeby Venus, moves to within two, with three from home.
And actually, The Rokeby Venus sits approximately a mile and a half from your medical school, Helen, in the National Gallery, Trafalgar Square. It's one of Velázquez's most famous paintings. It's originally called The Toilet of Venus, which is not Venus on the toilet, but Venus in bed, looking at herself in a mirror.
Thank you. Here's your next question. Which of these American celebrities is the oldest? A, J-Lo. B, Jay-Z. C, J-Law. You've put... Jay-Z.
So Jennifer Lawrence is about 24. I think J-Lo's only in her 30s. Uh-huh. And I believe Jay-Z is sort of a bit older than he looks.
Correct answer is... it's J-Lo, staying where you are. Chaser has put. Does he close the gap? Goes right with J-Lo, moves to win one with three from home. You've got to get these right. He's right behind us. We've got to get out. Here we go. Who topped the Forbes rich list of the top 10 wealthiest footballers in 2014? A. Cristiano Ronaldo. B. Wayne Rooney. C. Yaya Toure. You've put Cristiano Ronaldo.
It's a guess. I've never heard of Yaya Toure.
It's got to be him. Correct answer is... gotta be. I mean, has to be. Yeah. Step close to home. Chaser has put. That goes right with the Ronaldo. Here's your question. Good luck. Two away from home. What skin condition has the medical name Cutis and Serena? A. Nappy rash. B. Chilblains. C. Goose pimples. Doctor looking down at the medical student. OK, you have put goose pimples.
I just thought it would be the most logical one there. I don't know. Guess.
It's a guess?
Shamefully, yes, I know.
Correct answer is... well played. Goose pimples is correct. Step close to home. Chase has put. Goes right with goose pimples, 6-1 behind.
Helen will confirm that's not really a medical question because the chances of you getting a patient going, I think I've got goose pimples, doctor, is fairly slim. That's about the Latin name for a goose. The Anser family is the goose family.
I think you'll find it is a medical condition, depending on where, of course, you've got them. Over your arm, over your back, that's fair enough. But I tell you something now, if you get them on your... here's your next question. Which of these songs was composed by Andrew Lloyd Webber? A. Tonight. B. Summer Nights. C. The Music of the Night. Well, we've rode our luck. A couple of the questions. Now, I think here's one you possibly will know. You've put Music of the Night. Happy with that?
Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, because you like your acting as well and you do.
Yeah.
Musicals, yeah, you do, yeah. So... OK. If this is right, we are through. Correct answer is... did indeed ride our luck and well played. Do you know what? In a way, I think you deserved that to be your last question. I think you did, in a way, because you rode your luck and played well. Yeah. Chaser?
So, Tonight is from West Side Story. It's written by Leonard Bernstein. Summer Nights is from Greece. Music of the Night is from the 1986 Andrew Lloyd Webber musical Phantom of the Opera, which is the most successful musical of all time, I think, financially.
Wow.
Yeah. See you in the final chase.
Indeed. Helen, congratulations. You. You're through to the final chase. Well done. Both yourself and Chris are $9,000. I think they will complement each other quite nicely, actually. Pam is up after the break. Can she add to it? Find out in a minute. Welcome back to Next to Face the Chaser. It is Pam. Welcome to the show, Pam.
Thank you, Brad.
From Liverpool?
I am.
Born and bred?
Certainly.
Good for you. Can you make a pan of scouse?
No, not a good cook.
Oh, well, thank you.
So you're not coming?
No, absolutely. What do you do for a living?
I'm retired now. I was a government survey interview, but I retired 18 months ago.
OK, yep. What do you do now, then?
I do a lot of cycling, and I started a table tennis group last year, and I enjoy that as well.
Good for you. All right, how far would you cycle normally on your bike?
Sometimes just ordinary rides, sort of the run-of-the-mill, 10, 12 miles, but... you know, weekends and we've got more time, we do day rides, so it could be 20 or 30 miles.
Yeah. Good for you. All right, if you want some money today, what would you do with it?
I'd have a new bike, a new lightweight bike. I've had mine for about 6 years now.
Right, yep. OK, let's get you a lightweight bike. Pam, okay. I wish you luck.
Thank you.
Your time starts now. What British group had 6 US number one hits in 1964?
The Beatles.
Correct. What word does mal represent in the computing term malware?
Antivirus.
Malicious. Dr. Sam Ryan was the original lead character on what TV series?
Pass.
Silent Witness. What oratorio by Handel is about Christ's birth, death and resurrection?
Pass.
Messiah. Which former children's laureate published her 100th book in 2014?
Jack Jacqueline, no, pass.
Jacqueline Wilson. The Native American Iroquois have a team in the World Championships of what field sport?
Football.
Lacrosse. Hillary Clinton said who was a hard dog to keep on the porch?
A husband.
Oh. Correct. Peter Sellers' film, A Shot in the Dark, was the first sequel to what comedy film?
The Pink Panther.
Correct. What Italian veal dish has a name in... No time to get there for you, Pam. $3,000. Not bad. What a thing to say. Hillary Clinton, a hard dog to keep on the porch. Right, Pam, you ready?
Yes.
Time to face a chaser.
Hello, Pam.
Hello, Paul.
Well, there have been a lot of nerves shown in the Cash Builder so far, I think.
Yes.
And we all remember that Germany versus Iroquois Nation Football World Cup match last year. But to be fair, you got some good answers. For somebody your age from Liverpool getting that Beatles one, mm-hmm. that was pretty stunning, to be honest with you. And it's just quite difficult to analyse thus far.
Yeah.
Mickey taker, eh? Let's bring him down, shall we?
Yes.
Let's put some money on the table, Pam. 3 steps ahead of the sarcasm in a suit cinnamon himself. If you wish to take a step closer to home, Chaser will offer you...
No need to consider this. £300.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, he will offer you...
Now, like Helen and like Chris, I'm absolutely convinced that you're better than you've shown in the Cash Builder, but I don't think you're this much better. But here it is. £41,000.
Thank you. Have a chat with your team. Steve.
41's a fantastic offer, but I'd stick with the £3.
Right.
Thanks. Helen?
Yeah, Pam, when you're up there, it is much easier. So don't be tempted by the 300. Go with the 3,000.
OK.
Thanks, Chris.
I'd agree with Helen. Go with the 3,000. We need you back here.
Thank you very much, team. All right, 300, 3,000, £41,000. What'll it be, Pam?
It'll be the 3,000.
Perfect. £3,000 it is, Chaser.
I think the tone is set, and I don't expect Steve to be the snake in the grass either. I'm expecting Steve to go middle as well.
All right, here we go. Pam for £3,000. The chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Victoria Crosses are made from what metal? A, gunmetal. B, nickel silver. C, pewter. You've put pewter.
No idea.
Right, OK. Correct answer is... Yeah, they were reputed to be made from melted-down guns of... you're staying where you are. Chaser has put... He could probably allude. Yeah, goes with gunmetal.
Crimean War, I think.
Crimean
melted
War.
Down, melted-down guns of the Crimean War.
Right, OK, here's your next question. Which of these was the name of a character in the Mel Brooks spoof movie Spaceballs? A, AC/DC. B, Luke J. Walker. C, Pizza the Hut. You've put Pizza the Hut.
Don't know.
Have you never seen it?
Never seen it.
Oh, it's a great film. Correct answer is... Yeah, absolutely. Ooh. Pizza the Hut. Step closer to home. Chaser has put... He'll probably go AC/DC.
I hope so.
Yeah. Goes Luke J. Walker.
I genuinely thought the film came out before Jabba the Hutt was a character. That was the one I wasn't going for. I thought the timeline of the films was different.
Yeah. I'm wrong. That's good for us. Game opens up. Here's your next question. Which Greek dish consists of pieces of meat grilled on a skewer? A, dolmades. B, moussaka. C, souvlaki. You've put souvlaki.
Yes, I don't know. Haven't heard of that, but I know it's not moussaka, so it was either A or C.
Correct answer is... It's souvlaki, well played. Step closer to home. Chase has put... Goes right with souvlaki. Never had it.
Dombadis is stuff wrapped in vine leaves.
Ah, right.
And moussaka is moussaka.
Here's the next question. What girl's name links works by Roald Dahl and Hilaire Belloc? A, Rebecca. B, Matilda. C, Veruca. You've put Matilda.
Yes.
Correct answer is... Well played. Step closer home. Chaser has put... Goes right with Matilda.
Yeah, well, the Roald Dahl one is obviously Matilda was turned into the musical. Hilaire Belloc was a sort of turn of the 20th century writer and poet and politician, I think, as well. And he wrote a series of children's poems, and Matilda refers to Matilda told such dreadful lies, la da 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 da, and it ends up with her being burnt to death, I think.
That's nice. Here's your next question. Which animal has the alternative name Desert Lynx? A, the caracal, B, bobcat, C, the civet. You've put civet.
Absolute pure guess.
Correct answer is... it's the caracal, staying where you are. Chase has put... goes right with caracal, moves it in two.
It's just a small desert cat.
Here's next question. Which of these phrases is an example of a simile? A, a pinch of salt. B, a peck of pickled pepper. C, as keen as mustard. You've put a peck of pickled pepper.
Yes. Long time since I've been to school, so I have forgotten.
Correct answer is... it's as keen as mustard. All right, staying where you are, Chaser has put... goes right with as keen as mustard and moves to limb one.
A pinch of salt, I'm not really sure if that has a name, to be honest with you. Peck of pickled pepper is a oh, it's a tongue twister, but I suppose the posh word is alliteration in that the consecutive words start with the same sound. A simile is when you describe something in relation to something else. As keen as mustard,
yeah.
As excited as a chaser who's moved one behind the contestant.
Here we go, here's your next question. Which TV sci-fi drama featured the supercomputer Ziggy? A, Quantum Leap. B, The Bionic Woman. C, Stargate SG-1. You've put Stargate SG-1.
Don't know anything about sci-fi, don't like it.
Ooh, this has got to be right then.
I know.
We've got to get Jamie here, because he will know this.
He will.
Correct answer is, to stay in the game... it's Quantum Leap, staying where you are. If the chaser was put Quantum Leap, you're out. You ready?
Yep.
Chaser has put... goes right with Quantum Leap. OK, Chaser's out. Great, that, Quantum Leap.
I've never seen it.
Oh.
I'm a quizzer, so I know a thing or two about it. It stars Scott Bakula as Sam Beckett.
Yeah.
Before the answers came up, I thought, I think this is Quantum Leap, and so when it came up, I had no option but to go for it.
That was it. Pam, you have been caught. View the chase is over.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, Pam has gone, but Helen and Chris are through to the final chase, and there's $9,000 in the prize fund. Steve is up after the break. Will he go in the middle like all the other players, or will he go low? Find out after the break. Welcome back. Last up, it's Steve. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Hi, Brad.
From Bournemouth.
Yeah.
Born and bred?
No, I'm from Bedford originally.
Right. Now, you're a management accountant.
Mm-hmm.
What do you get up to in your spare time?
Spare time, I like spending a lot of time with my son, like playing video games, and I'm a massive fan of Liverpool.
OK, favourite Liverpool player of all time?
Kenny Dalglish.
Fair enough. And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I'd like to take my wife and son to Disney World Paris.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do
it. Good luck with your time. Starts now. Traditionally, a bride wears a wedding garter just above what joint?
Knee.
Correct. What future state did the USA buy from Russia in 1867?
Alaska.
Correct. In late 2014, what Pharrell Williams hit became the UK's most downloaded song ever?
Happy.
Correct. In Jewish dietary laws, treth is the opposite of what type of food?
Kosher.
Correct. Bolero Square in Nottingham is named in honour of which pair of ice skaters?
Torvald and Dean.
Correct. What company was founded by Greek jeweller Sotirios Vulgaris in 1884?
Pass.
Bulgari. In what film did John Travolta first dance at the 2001 Odyssey Club?
Saturday Night Fever.
Correct. Which former French president is the son of a Hungarian immigrant?
Pass.
Nicolas Sarkozy. British actor Tom Myerson plays Ichabod Crane in what US TV series?
Sleepy Hollow.
Correct. The adjective ferric refers to a substance that contains what metal?
Iron.
Yes, iron, just in time. Well played, Steve. Excellent stuff. £8,000. Brilliant. However, we could make some more. Are you a gambling man?
Not especially, Brad.
Sorry.
Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Steve.
Paul.
The game is on. I am no Derren Brown, but there has been from the start a confidence and a determination about your body language that I clocked from the start, and I thought you are going to be good, and you are good. So, well, very well played. Helen and Chris need you back, but don't let that put you off.
8,000. 3 steps ahead of the chaser. If you wish to take a step closer to home, chaser will offer you.
Make sure you get back. £2,000.
Very good for player four. Very good. However, if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
I know you're not a gambling man, but I hazard a guess that you're not going to get offered this amount of money very often. £56,000.
Have a chat with your team. Helen.
So, that was an absolutely fabulous performance, and that's a fabulous offer, but we need your speed and confidence back here, so it's your choice, but I would stick with the middle.
Thank you. Chris?
You're good enough to go for the 56, but as Helen says, we need you back here for the final chase.
Thank you very much. Steve, 2,856, what'll it be?
The 56 is a staggering offer, but I want to help them out in the final chase, Brad, so I'm going to go with the 8 grand.
Going with the 8, that's fine. 8 it is, chaser.
I think any of them are justifiable, to be perfectly honest with you. I think you're good enough to have gone for 56, but I don't blame you. Those three back in the final chase, good team.
Yeah, indeed. Steve, for 8 grand, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Which Prime Minister resigned at the age of 84? A, Palmerston. B, Disraeli. C, Gladstone. You've put Palmerston.
That's a complete guess, Brad, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Correct answer is... Gladstone is right, staying where you are. Chase has put, he should get this. And does, comes onto the table.
Yeah, he was the only Prime Minister to have served 4 terms, but somewhere in my head, I've got the feeling he was a nicknamed Grand Old Man, which is why I went for that.
Right, thank you. Here's your next question. Which of these managers led the England team furthest in a FIFA World Cup tournament? A, Bobby Robson. B, Glenn Hoddle. C, Sven-Goran Eriksson. You've put Bobby Robson.
Yeah, Italia 90. That's the semi-finals.
Yeah.
Correct. On penalties.
Correct answer is... Well played, Bobby Robson is right. Step closer home. Chase has put... Yep, goes right with Bobby Robson.
I think Steve knows everything that I'm about to say, but yeah, 1990, famously, England reached the semis under Bobby Robson, lost to Germany in a penalty shootout. Hoddle's go at it was 98, where England lost in the last 16 to Argentina in a penalty shootout. And then Sven-Göran Eriksson, 2002, 2006, 02, England lost in the quarters to Brazil, 2-1. And in 2006, lost to Portugal in a penalty shootout. And those are their results.
Thank you. Here's next question. Spatial dendrites and capped columns are two of the basic types of what? A, Greek architecture. B, snowflake. C, tooth filling. You've put Greek architecture.
I don't think it's snowflakes. Teeth fillings I was erring towards, but I think architecture.
Correct answer is snowflake, staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right with snowflake. Moves to within one. Whoa, good job we didn't go for the 56. Chaser?
Well, I think there were sort of red herrings there with caps for fillings and columns for architecture. It wasn't architecture with the basic types of Doric, Corinthian and Ionic, so I could rule that out straight away. And then dendrites comes from the Greek for trees, so I was thinking of things with branches.
Right.
And that led me to snowflake.
All right, cool. Here we go. Here's your next question. Four and a bounce, that's what we need. which Sesame Street character has the signature song I Love Trash? A, Big Bird, B, Cookie Monster, C, Oscar the Grouch. You've put Oscar the Grouch.
Yeah. Lives in the bin.
Correct answer is... Yeah, it goes right with Oscar the Grouch. Well played. Chaser has put... Yeah, Oscar the Grouch. Yeah, here's the next question. In Christian tradition, which of these religious lists is the longest? A, commandments. B, cardinal virtues. C, deadly sins. Yeah. You've put commandments.
Seven deadly sins. I hope there's not more than 10 cardinal virtues, so 10 commandments.
To stay in the game, it's got to be right. Correct answer is... Should have gone to Sunday school. Yeah, commandments is correct. Well done. Step closer to home. Chase has put... commandments and stays with us for two from home. Here's your question. Good luck. Brought out in 2011, Mattel's Tokidoki Barbie upset some parents because she had what? A, piercings. B, a shaved head. C, tattoos. You've put piercings.
I can't imagine Barbie having a shaved head. Tattoos.
Well, really, don't forget, Action Man is only a Barbie. Got a shaved head. You know what I'm saying? All right, this has got to be right for us to stay in the game. Here we go. Correct answer is... That's terrible. All right, here we go. Do you reckon he knows it?
No.
Chaser has put... He's gone piercings with us. Oh! How did you get that?
It was just gut instinct on the word Tokidoki, which sounded vaguely Polynesian, and tattoo is a word that comes from Polynesia. It may have literally nothing to do with it, but actually, to me, that sounded like the most likely of the three answers.
Well, not good for me.
No, when you went for the middle offer, I was not expecting to knock you out, so I'm absolutely delighted.
Thank you. Steve, I'm not. I'm upset that you're leaving because I think you're a great player and would have complimented Helen and Chris very well indeed. However, for you, you have been caught and the chase is over. Cheers, Steve. Thank you, mate. Game of two halves, that.
Steve's so good, it's easy to forget that Helen and Chris are also pretty good players.
Yeah.
And you know what? All I've really done is stopped a good team from becoming an outstanding team. Still looking forward to this final chase. I think they've got plenty to offer.
Indeed, they have. And they've made it through to the final. The total prize fund is £9,000. That's £4,500 each. Are they going home with it? Well, I certainly hope so. We'll see you after the break. Welcome back. Helen and Chris have made it through to the final chase. There's £9,000 in the prize fund. That, of course, is £4,500 each. During the break, Helen and Chris had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B, and you have selected set...
A.
Set A. That, of course, means the Cinnamon gets set B. Two of you have made it through to the final. That means you get a two-step head start on the chase, and there it is. These questions will come at you much quicker than the cash build around. Are you ready?
Ready.
Good luck. Your time starts... Now, Zurich is the largest city in what country?
Chris.
Switzerland.
Correct. What term describes flour with baking powder already mixed in?
Helen. Self-raising.
Correct. What Irish band had the number one hit discotheque?
Chris.
You too.
Correct. What American aerospace company is the world's largest?
Helen. Boeing.
Correct. How many grams are there in one quarter of a kilogram?
Helen. 250.
Correct. Who played the title role of Mike in The Deer Hunter?
Helen.
Pat.
Robert De Niro. Electoral franchise is the right to do what?
Helen.
Vote.
Correct. Which Scottish novelist wrote Quentin Durward?
Helen.
Ian Banks.
Sir Walter Scott. How many refusals in Olympic show jumping lead to disqualification?
Helen.
Three.
Two. The Mekon is the arch enemy of which science fiction hero?
Helen.
Doctor Who.
Dan Dare. What's the capital of the state of Wisconsin?
Helen.
Madison.
Correct. Anna Chancellor appeared as Lady Anstruther in what TV drama?
Helen.
Wolf Hall.
Downton Abbey. A Norway and black are species of what rodent?
Chris.
Rat.
Correct. In anatomy, the word auricular refers to what organ?
Helen.
The ear.
Correct. Guy Fawkes tried to block Parliament in what year?
Chris.
15.
1605. In a car, what foot pedal controls engine speed?
Helen.
The accelerator.
Correct. What song did Adele sing at the Oscar ceremony 2013?
Pass.
Skyfall. In 1870, which impressionist painted the beach at Trouville?
Helen.
Monet.
Correct. What drink is known in France as Le Chocolat Chaud?
Helen.
Hot chocolate.
Correct. Indian actor Anil Kapoor plays a quiz show host in what film?
Chris.
Slumdog Millionaire.
Correct. Ayat are verses in what holy book of Islam?
Helen.
Quran.
Correct. In a crown court, who does the final summing up?
Helen.
The judge.
Correct. Children will listen as a song from what Sondheim musical? Answer would have been Into the Woods. 17. It's good.
Yeah.
Excellent. Happy?
Yep.
Yeah.
Right, let's do it. It's time to bring back the chaser. Got to say, a few top drawer answers there.
I got to say, that was two more than I thought. And the reason that was two more than I thought is because of Madison and some good, speedy answers and very sensible guesses like the rat one. I was very impressed.
Yeah, it was very impressive. However, if the chaser gets a question wrong, then the team get it right, they push him back one step. It is now time for the final chase. Here we go, chaser. Your time starts now. Hairline and compound are types of what bone injury?
Fracture.
Correct. The Bichon Frise is a breed of what?
Dog.
Correct. What cartoon family featured in the title of a B-52's hit?
Flintstones.
Correct. What South American country was a founder member of OPEC?
Venezuela.
Correct. How many feet are there in 3 yards?
9.
Correct. King Joffrey was a hated teenage villain on what TV show?
Game of Thrones.
Correct. What grain is a main ingredient in the Japanese donburi dish?
Wheat.
Stop the clock.
Rice?
Rice is donburi.
Yeah, rice.
Rice?
Is correct. We push the chaser back.
Well done.
12 required. Here we go. Your time starts again now. Which French writer created the character Edmond Dantès?
Alexandre Dumas.
Correct. Keel hauling was a punishment in which of the armed forces?
The Navy.
Correct. In an advertising campaign, what animals are Oleg and Sergei?
Meerkats.
Correct. Who was king when Lloyd George was Prime Minister?
George V.
Correct. The WTA is a women's association in what sport?
Tennis.
Correct. What galaxy is known in French as the Voie Lactée?
The Milky Way.
Correct. What creature is a mud star?
A mud what?
What creature is a mud star?
A fish?
No, cannot accept that. Stop the clock.
Starfish. Starfish? Yeah.
A starfish?
Is correct. We push the chaser back. 7 now required to catch the team. 51 seconds remaining. Your time starts again now. What's the largest island in French Polynesia?
Tahiti.
Correct. For what religious ceremony is a font normally used?
Baptism.
Correct. Which comedy brothers starred in the film Monkey Business?
Marx Brothers.
Correct. Which Italian painted Venice, a regatta on the Grand Canal?
Canaletto.
Correct. What Shakespeare title character says, I loved Ophelia?
Hamlet.
Correct. 2D and Noodle are animated characters in what virtual band?
Gorillaz.
Correct. The company name NCP stands for National what?
Car Park.
Correct. All right, 2 opportunities for pushbacks, 2 executed, but caught with 19 seconds remaining. And I have to say, great final chase from the Cineman. Very good indeed.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah. Not good, though. No. Helen?
I think I'm happy with what we did. Bit of a pity, but I'm happy.
However, guys, got to take away the £9,000 and tell you that Helen and Chris, you have been caught. And for you, the chase is finally over. Chaser.
Helen and Chris play the final chase exactly how it should be played. Fast answers, sensible guesses, and they did themselves proud.
Yes.
What they were missing was a third player. With a third player, it could have been a very, very different game.
Indeed. Could you be that third player? Well, then please, come and have a go if you think you're clever enough. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye. We'll be right back.
Potato.